Good morning, everyone. Today I will bring you a study which using virus gene as the biomarker to understand how HIV transmission among injecting users in Taiwan. I have no interest conflict to disclose. Taiwan experienced a threat from our neighborhood east of South Asia, which highly drug traffic activities here. But before the year 2004, most of the drug users are not infected by HIV. I think the major reason is they can easily get the or buy the clean needles in the pharmacy store in our street. So, but after the year 2004, there's an HIV outbreak among the injecting drug users. That's why we try to use the HIV genotype characteristic to trace the HIV infection origin and epidemic or transmission situation among the IDUs. HIV has a highly genetic variation causing by its specific life cycle. The virus combating with the human immune systems. It's the highly mutation rate when the RNA genome reverse transcriptase to DNA. And the other is it can rapidly replicate highly replicate ability to causing the genome recombination here. And after it produced a lot of viral particle from the CD4 cell to the blood, then our immune system will do the immune selection to help the virus complete the whole evolution process. So the highly mutation rate and the highly recombinant rate will let the virus genetic have the highly diversion. So the virus can separate into HIV-1 and HIV-2. The HIV-1 become the major global pandemic virus in the world. The virus, the HIV-1 can separate into the major group, outgroup, and new group. The major group can separate into 9 subtypes. And these 9 subtypes can do the genome recombination. And the recombination phone got, from now on, there are maybe 67 recombination virus in the world. And 34 of them can circulating among the human population. So the virus characteristic helps us to identify the transmission origin of the infection. The genotype of this virus provides the very important information in vaccine development or diagnosis the virus entry or diagnosis the virus drug resistance and analyze the risk factors. In here, I will present you how I verify the contact information or the contact behavior among the people. I've put 2 viruses here, one is green and one is purple, as there are 2 different kinds of genotype virus here. So let us imagine that if one people get green virus, and the other person who got the contact behavior or contact with this guy, then the green person will also get the green virus, right? But the third person, I mean the orange person, she get the blue virus, which means she's not get the virus from this black person. So her virus must, or her or his virus must get from the other person who have the contact with this orange person. So through this process, I need to collect the epidemiological data, the medical record, and the most important is the virus genomic data from the virus. And I have to do the comparative genomic analysis. The comparative genomic analysis is a strategy for searching the correlation between the phenotype and genotype. One of the comparative genomic methods, which we call the phylogenetic analysis, is using the strategies like this. There are four virus genomes here, so each of them I present you 10 nucleotides here. So when I do the comparison, as you can see, the first virus was the same with the second virus. There is no difference between these two virus sequences. But the third virus got 10% different with the first virus because of there is one mutation here. So the sequence mutation or the variation will presenting as the tree branch, I mean the phylogenetic tree's branch relationship and the tree branch length in the following evolution tree. You will see the genetic variation means the closer genetic relationship. As you can see the phylogenetic trees here. Here are the cases in our study, and this is the reference sequence. Our study samples were close to the reference sequence CRF07BC virus, which means these viruses are subtyped as the CRF07BC. So in our study, there are three major subtypes we have in central Taiwan, which is CRF07BC, subtype B, and CRF01AE. The major type would be the 86% of CRF07BC. The second is the CRF01AE virus, which had 10%, and the last is the subtype B. For further understand what's different between these three viruses, we do a comparison in gender and age part, but we cannot find the difference between these two factors. And we want to know how many transmission groups or transmission cluster among this population. So we check the genetic clusters among these three viruses, but we just can see two groups in CRF07BC and one group in CRF01AE virus. So further, we have to use more powerful method to understand the detail of the relationship among these people. So we use the molecular clock method. The molecular clock method follow Darwin's suggestion that when the time goes by, the genetic variation would increase because of the nature selection. So use the molecular clock analysis. This Bayesian tree show us there are 10 groups among our CRF07BC injecting drug users. So as we know, the genetic variation is branch length here. It means the branch length, it means the transmission time among this virus. So when the branch length approach to zero, then we will find, for example, zero here, then we will know the ancestor presenting time. In the year 2000, the other researchers, they also used this method to tracing the HIV-1 back to the year 1931. So we used the same approach. We found the virus had high evolution rate, which also means the transmission is very fast. The transmission rate is 0.78, and we can trace back these 10 groups of injecting drug users, their original infection time is the is in the year 2002. We used a skyline to understand the transmission population increase or decrease. As you can see, the virus increased since the year 2002 and 2003, and it became steady in the year 2007. So the conclusion of this study is HIV CRF07BC and CRF01AE subtypes infect among Taiwan IDUs, and they got the similar molecular epidemiological profiles. The second is among the CRF07BC virus, there are 10 transmission routes and circulated among the IDUs in central Taiwan. The last is the CRF07BC virus transmitted among the central Taiwan IDU, increasing from the year 2002 and 2003, and it kept steady in the year 2007. This study must thank for all the participants in the hospital and the other researchers, and thank you.